Blog Talk Radio.
Church together. Praise God. Praise God. Welcome, everyone. Hallelujah. Another day, another month to give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Pastor Mom is going to open us up, welcome everybody, and open us up with a word of prayer.
Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thy own hand. Blessing our president and give him wisdom.
Knowledge
and a
good understanding.
And a good understanding.
Hallelujah.
Bless all of you.
And the people of the United States.
The United States. Leading us and guiding us. Bless this service.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of the Jesus and Christ again.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank God for Pastor Mom. We thank God for the strength that he's placed in her. Hallelujah. Even keeping her eyes straight. Praise God. We give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go into our scripture. Today we're going to read Psalm 100. Praise the Lord. And then we'll go on to Psalm 34. Hallelujah. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. But first we're going to read the entire Psalm 100. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's read together. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Hallelujah. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now let's go to Psalm 34. Amen. Psalm 34, let's read it together.
Okay.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So, you know, we've been talking about being able to magnify the Lord and who the Lord is to us from A to Z. Glory to God. So I hope you all are still working on that. You're still adding to your list of who God is, A through Z. I mean, my ears have been so open to hear, you know, to get more. To write down more of who he is. And I have a file on my phone, and so whenever I hear a new one that I don't have on my list, I go and put that on the list. Hallelujah. And so, you know, I'm hoping that we'll just gather more. Right now we're not going to ask you to say it, but we'll come back to that. We'll circle back to that soon. But right now we are gathering songs, different songs that say who the Lord is. And so, but we'll be coming back to you eventually. So even in this song today, see if you can add to your list. Hallelujah. Because the more we know who God is to us, the more we know who we are. Praise God. And the more we know how great and awesome he is, because that's going to be, if it's not important right now, it's going to be important to know this. Amen. And the Lord won't let me get off of this. He's saying, like, stay here, stay here. No matter if it seems elementary to some, stay here. Because one day we're going to need to be able to call on the name of the Lord and know different names of who he is. So this morning, hallelujah, we have this song. You probably heard it before, and as you listen to it today, make sure that all of the names of the Lord you hear on here is on your list. Amen. Hallelujah. And at the same time, worship him. Hallelujah. We're going to hear Waymaker this morning.
You are here, working in this I can't
He is. Praise God. He's the way maker, miracle worker. He's a light in darkness. Hallelujah. He's so much to us. And the more we know, the more confident we're going to be. The more we're going to trust him, the more we're going to walk with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So let's go on now to our wonderful declarations. Woo, so important with these declarations, too. Once again, he's telling me, stick with them, stick with them, stick with them. So, amen, there's so many things that are going on in the atmosphere right now in the United States, even overseas, things that are going on with the hurricanes, earthquakes, storms, floods, fires, so many things are going on. And it's so important that our voices, our anointed voices, our anointed mouths are speaking even into the atmosphere, hallelujah, and causing things to be established, put in order and in place by the word of God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So Job 22:28 says, thou shalt also decree it, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Amen. Thou shalt also decree a thing. Ooh, our mouth is so important, and we're learning more about that with our spiritual warfare boot camp that we have with Pastor Price all this month on Thursday night. Get them radio, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. So we're learning more about this, about how important our mouth is. If we declare a thing, it shall be established. And then Isaiah 40:8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Amen. I have to get that little advertisement in there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. About spiritual warfare. And part of it are these declarations. And then even as we say them together, that's important as well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wanted to say, too, when I talk about the flower fades, I was looking at our orchid today. And the orchid that we had, the flowers, they faded on off of that orchid. But guess what? They're back now. Hallelujah. Just so beautiful. And little buds are coming up. And Pastor Mom was blessed with another orchid plant. So we have two orchids here that are just so beautiful. But those flowers are going to fade. But the word of God will stand forever. Amen. It doesn't go and come. It stands forever. Amen. So repeat these declarations after me. No weapon,
no weapon
formed against me
shall prosper.
This is the heritage
of the Lord.
Whatever I do
will prosper.
For I am like a tree
that's planted
by the streams of water. Amen. And that's Isaiah 54:17 and Psalm 1:3. Praise God. Okay, continue to repeat after me. Christ has redeemed me.
Christ has redeemed me
from the curse of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid any sickness or disease
to come upon my body.
Every disease,
allergy,
allergic reaction,
germ,
and every virus that touches my body,
dies instantly
in the name of Jesus.
Every variant
dies instantly
in the name of Jesus.
Every organ and every tissue
of my body
function
in the perfection
that God created it
to function.
And I forbid
any malfunction
in my body
in
the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And that comes from Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. Okay, two more little short declarations. Good. This is all good. Great is the peace.
Great is the peace
of my children.
Of my children.
And children's children.
And my children's children.
For they are taught of the Lord.
And they are taught of the Lord.
That's from Isaiah 54 and verse 13.
Yeah.
Our last one, I have no lack.
I have no lack.
For my God.
For my God.
Meets all my needs.
Meets all my needs.
According to his glorious riches.
To his glorious riches.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
That's from Philippians 4:19. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. We've spoken some declarations with our mouth, and it has been established. Hallelujah, because it is the word of God. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And now, hopefully you have your communion elements. If you don't have them, get them ready. Even now, while we're going to play our Blood of Jesus song. And so get your communion elements ready, because when we come back after this song, we will have communion. Glory to God. So if you have juice and crackers, get that out. If you have, if you just have water and crackers, if you have water and bread, but get some communion elements. Hallelujah. And be prepared. In about 5 minutes or so, we'll be back after this song, the Blood of Jesus song. And then we will have communion. Also, I pray that you, while I'm talking, pray that you guys are ready today to bring a word. Hallelujah. All you need is a topic, a scripture, and you can preach for 5 minutes. Amen. So if you have a poem about Jesus, about the word of God, you can say your poem. If you have a devotional that you've been reading, it's so many great devotionals, like the Daily Bread, like Jesus Calling, the Upper Room, whatever. If the Lord has had you to read something like that and you have been blessed by it, or even something out of a book that you're reading that's about the Lord, that's a blessing, then we want to hear it. Amen. So you have 5 minutes to share that. If the Lord is leading you to sing a song today, we want to hear it. Praise God. Praise God. So we'll be back after this song, and I know it was the blood.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, it's the blood. It's the blood. If you would learn how to plead the blood over your family, if you would learn how to plead the blood over your children, you would see a transformation like never before. Somebody just say, the blood. The blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood. Oh, come on, this is the stuff we used to do for communion. Yeah, these are the songs that carried us. It washes the wine. Come on, sing it like it's Sunday morning. Say, oh, the blood. Yes, Lord. Jesus is gone away, yeah. He's coming back again.
boot cup is the newest
testament
in the blood. This is due me
as often
as he drinks yet and remembers of me.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. And we're at 1 Corinthians 11:26. And as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. And when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're going to have communion today. Hallelujah. Hopefully you have your communion elements. We're just going to pray a bit here. And first, is even as we go into this prayer, the Bible says, examine yourself. You know, these days people say, don't judge me. Don't judge me. Well, the Bible says, judge yourself. Hallelujah. Examine yourself. So we need to just take a moment out and examine ourselves. There are things that we have done, things that we have left undone, things that we have said that we shouldn't have said, and things that we should have said that we didn't even say. And so we just want to judge ourselves today, examine ourselves. Hallelujah. We know the Holy Spirit has touched us, and so we know when something's not right. Sometimes maybe we try to ignore it and gloss over it, but we know when things are not right, when we didn't do the right thing or the attitude was not right about something. Hallelujah. I could give you a testimony on that right now, but I won't do it. Amen. But I know even in myself that there are some things that are lacking and have fallen short of the glory of God. And we praise God even for this time of examination and for prayer that we can lay it down before him. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this another opportunity to come before you. Even though we judge ourselves and we recognize what's not clean, what's not right in us, what we didn't do that we should have done, and all of that. And Lord God, we thank you that your word even takes care of that. We don't even have to do that all by ourselves. All we have to do is bring it to you in the name of Jesus. Those thoughts, those attitudes, those things that were said and done, Lord, we bring it to you. Hallelujah. And you're the one who cleanses us. 1 John 1:9 says, if you confess your sin, hallelujah, that he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we come to you, Lord God. We lay down all of the sin that so easily have beset us, Lord God. We lay it down before you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're not trying to perpetrate and say that we're perfect. Hallelujah. Our perfection is in you, Lord, and in you alone. So we lay it all down before you. Hallelujah. And we lay hold to the blood of Jesus, the cleansing, the purging, the healing blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus that can even purge our conscience from every dead work in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, it's the blood. It's the blood. It's the blood. And so we thank you for your blood, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, as we confess our sin, that you are the faithful one. You are the just one. Hallelujah. To forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we thank you for that cleansing right now, so that as we come together and commune together in remembrance of all that you've done for us, Lord God, hallelujah, we come to you clean by your blood in the name of Jesus, and we receive that cleansing in Jesus' mighty and holy name, so that we can now partake of your body and your blood. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, right now, take your bread or your cracker, and let's all eat it together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This is the body of Christ that was broken for you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And now let's go to the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Whatever you have, juice or water, Lord, we thank you for your blood, Lord God. And this is the blood of Jesus that was shed for each and every one of us. Let's drink it now. Amen. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Somebody say, it's the blood. It's the blood. If you would learn how to plead the blood over your family, if you would learn how to plead the blood over your children, you would see a transformation like never before. Somebody just say, the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood. Oh, come on, this is the stuff we used to do for communion. Yeah, these are the songs that carried us. It washed as wine. Come on, sing it like it's Sunday morning. Say, oh, the blood. Yes, Lord.
Telling me
Hallelujah. Joy, joy, wonder working joy in the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen. Amen. Well, we had to apply the blood over here this morning. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom had a moment here, but the blood prevailed. Amen. Say something, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. We bless his holy name. Hallelujah. We started pleading the blood and everything straightened out. Thank you, Jesus. The blood still works.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The blood still heals. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you all for those who discern what was going on. Thank you for joining us and pleading the blood. Hallelujah. Praying for us. We give God all the praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now let's go to our prayer for finances. Glory to God. Woo-hoo. The welfare is happening. I just got to say it again. The wealth transfer is happening. Even right now, in the name of Jesus. And every time you continue to give, and as Pastor Price is saying, put a name on that seed. When you plant your seed, when you sow your seed, hallelujah, put a name on it. And so you know what you're expecting to come up. Hallelujah, that new house, that new car, hey, the healing, put that on. And what we're finding out in our boot camp with the spiritual warfare boot camp, we're finding out that even when we sow a seed, thank you for the blood, Lord. Thank you for the blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That even when we sow a seed, sometimes that's what's going to do the spiritual warfare and make the breakthrough happen as we sow a seed. So if you have something and something is stuck right now, it doesn't seem to be going anyplace, sow a seed, hallelujah, and name that seed breakthrough, hallelujah, to break through what is trying to be stuck, amen. So most of you know that the Lord has given us a prayer that we've been praying, a prayer for finances. And, I pray this prayer on my own, too. And I'm trying to think, me and one of my sisters were talking about this the other day, and we were just decreeing what was in this prayer for finances, that the enemy would not try to come and take anything, can't be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Amen. So let's start at the beginning. And we're going to pray over our finances in the name of Jesus. And there's a scripture that the Lord has had me to pray. I'm going to add that to this, in fact, in the front of it. And it comes from Psalm 118 and verse 25. Psalm 118 and verse 25. The Lord reminded me of this Psalm 118 and verse 25. He reminded me of this week when I was in New Jersey and we were going through a lot financially. He had us to take this Psalm 118 and 25, write it out and put it on the wall, or print it out and put it on the wall. And so we're going to start with that, and then we'll go into our prayer for finances. So you can repeat after me.
Psalm 118.
Verse 25. Save now.
Save now.
I beseech thee.
O Lord.
O Lord. I beseech thee.
Send
now.
Prosperity.
Amen. Lord, I commit. submit my finances,
submit my finances
to you.
To you.
Be in charge of them.
Be in charge of
and
them.
Use them.
And use them.
For your purpose.
For your purpose.
May I be.
May I be.
A good steward.
A good steward.
Of all.
Of all.
That you give me.
That you give me.
And walk.
And walk.
In total agreement.
In total agreement.
As to how.
As to how.
It is to be dispersed.
Help me to
remember.
Help me to remember
that all I have,
belongs to you,
and to be grateful for it.
I pray
that I will find
the
perfect balance,
between spending needlessly
and being miserly. May I always. Be paid well,
for the work I do,
and may my money,
not be stolen,
lost,
devoured,
destroyed,
or wasted.
Multiply it.
So what I make.
And what I receive,
will go a long way.
I pray that I will not,
be
anxious,
about
finances,
but will seek
your kingdom first,
knowing that as I do,
I will have
all I need.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now, there are three ways, and you all have been just really great using these three ways to give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And you can give via Cash App, and the Cash App is $ESLCCC. And that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. So it's $ESL. You can also give at the door, which somebody came here at 7 o'clock this morning to give at the door if you live in the Heritage House. And we're at 2E. Praise God. And then you can give via mail, which we've been receiving your checks. Over in the mail, and you can make the check payable to ESLCCC, and you send it to 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to pray over the offering. Those people who tithes and offerings, those people who are sending in your Cash App right now, those people who are writing your checks and sending it in the mail or writing it and about to bring it to 2E, I want to pray. And even before I pray, I want to give you a testimony that someone who, I won't say their name, if they want to give this testimony later themselves, that would be great. But someone here who has been, you know, tithing and offering and just sowing into this ministry got a new job. Praise the Lord. And we were just so blessed by that. And I didn't ask them, you know, how much they're making. But what I did ask was, what is the percentage of, you know, did you get a higher percent in this new job? And it's a job that they've been wanting. They had it before, kind of, in that area and wanted to get back in that area again. And God bless right away. And they are making 20% more than they were making in the job that they were previously in. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God is blessing. God is blessing. Hallelujah. So just continue to sow your seed as you have been doing. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you. We honor you, Lord God. We thank you for those who are tithing today. Amen. And you said, just try you on this and see, won't you open up the windows of heaven and pour out that overflow blessing that would be too much for us to receive. Therefore, we have to give it out to others in the name of Jesus. And also, you said, Lord, that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake, that when you do bless us, there won't be holes in our pockets in the name of Jesus, but that money will increase even more, and it will not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we also lift up those who are giving offerings, hallelujah, and sowing into this ministry. We thank you, Lord, your word says, given and shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. So we thank you, Lord God, for the overflow of those who are giving their offerings into the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And Lord, we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11, where you said you would make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. And so we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor for it. In Jesus' holy and mighty name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And please know that if you ever have a testimony and you want to share that testimony about, you know, your finances, we don't have to know your numbers, but, you know, give a testimony about that, about your finances, or even about something that's going on in your life, we would love to hear it. And we praise God for you. I was thinking of another testimony, and someone who is a giver, and they had some bills that needed to be paid from their children's bills. They were helping their children out. And long, beautiful story short, they took away about $50,000 of the debt, just canceled that part of the debt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so God is doing that. You know, he may put money into our hands, or he just may cancel debt for us. And so we give him glory, honor, and praise for that. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody say, I'm next. Mm-hmm. I'm next.
Yeah, I'm next.
I'm next being blessed by the Lord. Hallelujah. And so, you know, when things happen for people, just say, thank you, Lord, that I'm next. I know you did that for them. You'll do it for me, too. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to get ready for our sermon. Amen. Those who have, we're going to start with Pastor Mom. But if you have a word from the Lord, you can press your number one key. You have a word. You have a scripture. You want to share your devotional with us. We want to hear that word this morning. Amen. So Pastor Mom is going to start off this morning with Psalm 27, verses 1 through 3. And, you know, even though some of you, I think all of you know Pastor Mom and know that she's 89 years young, and sometimes her eyes, she's a avid reader, but sometimes her eyes will go and try to do things, and she still say, you know, the blood of Jesus over that, and she's going to read the word of God. Amen. So we're all loving to hear her read, and we're, you know, patient with what the Lord is doing in and through her. But please press your number one key, so when Pastor Mom finishes, we can open the line for you. So this is our tag team preaching time. You can sing a song, you can read a scripture, you can, if you have a scripture, you can preach for 5 minutes, and so we want to hear from you. Hey, the Lord may give you a prophetic word today, And so you can release that today. Praise God. Amen. So, and if you have your number one key pressed, please text me because I don't see anybody with their number one key pressed. So sometimes our number one key is temperamental. I'll say it like that. Amen. So press your number one key. Hallelujah. And Sister Debbie, I see you. You're going to be next. Amen. Pastor Mon?
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom which I shall be afraid? When the wicked
and my enemies.
In my enemies. And my foes come unto me to eat up my flesh. They stumble and fail. Though an host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Thy walls shall against me, and in this will I
be confident.
Be confident.
One thing
have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after them, that I may
dwell
in the house of the Lord, and all the days of my life be whole and beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. That was Psalm 27, verse 1 through 3. Amen. Is there anything you want to say about that psalm? That psalm is special to you, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Amen. Do you say that at different times of your life if something is going on?
Yes, I always read that.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
You're welcome.
Pastor Price, I see number one key is not working. Okay, this is a fine day for the number one key not to be working, isn't it? Amen. Hallelujah. Now, Sister Debbie, I thought I had that song. Sister Debbie?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you. I thought you sent me that song before. Was that the song you sent me the last time?
No, it was another one. But the Lord put that one on my mind to send.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't have that one.
Oh.
I don't have that one queued up to be able to play it. I thought this was the last song that you gave to us.
No, it's not.
Okay. Let me see if our music can get that together for us real quick. What is the name of the song again?
Jesus
is Love
by
the Commodores.
By the Commodores. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Well, we're going to put you back on hold, and we'll see if we can make that happen. And so just hold for us and, you know, be ready to talk about it a little bit before we play it and what it means to you, okay?
Okay.
Amen. We'll open the line for Pastor Price. If anyone else is going to say anything, you can text me and let me know that you want to or when Pastor Price finishes, we'll open up all the lines, and so you guys can just say something. Amen. Pastor Price, welcome.
Oh, good morning. God bless you, Apostle. And Pastor Mom, y'all, just blessings. And the service is such a blessing this morning. And we thank God for this first Sunday in September. Glory to God. This supernatural month. Glory to God. I thank God for each one of you today. And thank God for that word and, I mean, for the blessing of being, you know, with you all this morning and now this afternoon. Glory to God. The Lord began to deal with me about, for this 5 minutes, a special word we've been doing, as you said, about the spiritual warfare, basic training in spiritual warfare in different places during this past month. And we have been focusing on certain weapons of our warfare. And the Lord said to me, he said, Helen, he said, you've been putting and using 9 of the weapons. He said, but I want you to talk about my glory as a defense. As a defense, as a weapon. Very quickly, I'm going to try to do it for, it's only 1 minute. My time is 5 minutes, but it's only 1 minute. I want to play just a tiny bit, if I can, of this song. Let me know if you can hear it or not. But it's Jesus the Offense all around.
Pastor Price.
Yes.
Can you have her send it? Because typically it doesn't work well if you try to put it close to the phone. Can you have
then I won't play it then, because Amber's in another part of the house. So don't worry about it. I'll just go. But it says, the words to the song says, Jesus, Jesus, the offense all around me every day. Jesus, I want you to protect me as I travel along the way. I know you can, yes, Lord. I know you will. See, I tell you, I'm not a singer, but fight your battle. But I am a singer unto the Lord. Fight my battle, yes, Lord. And it said, Jesus be a fence all around me every day. So Jesus is our defense. His glory is our defense. And God's glory, he said, I want you to talk about, say it again, Apostle.
I was saying hallelujah. You did it, Justin. You did the song, Justin. Amen.
Glory to God. And by the way, when you did go off and the Lord began to say something's wrong, he said, start pleading the blood. And I start pleading the blood of Jesus as you all were offline and praying against whatever's causing Mom to cough or whatever that is. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. So he had me to, hallelujah, that God's glory as a defense, a fence and a weapon all around us. In football and basketball, and especially in football, they say defense is everything. You know, you have the offensive team and the defensive team, and not defensive team, but the part that plays defense. And so they all talk about the defense is everything. Well, God's glory is our defense, a fence and a weapon all around us. Isaiah 4 and verse 5 says, and the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day, and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory shall be a defense. In the Amplified Bible it says, then the Lord will create over the entire site of Mount Zion and over her assemblies a cloud by day, smoke, and the brightness of a flaming fire by night. For over all the glory and brilliance will be a canopy, a defense, a covering of his divine love and protection. So God has said that he would be his glory would be a canopy, a defense, a covering over us. The first time I ever heard about God's glory being a defense and a covering was I was listening to the Sid Roth program. And there was a missionary who was in working in the jungles, on a missionary field that was in the jungles. And they would have services, and these huge, great big, huge mosquitoes would come. And it was very, very uncomfortable. So he began to cry out to God. He said, Lord, what must I do? What must I do? And then the Lord had introduced him to that word in Isaiah 4 and verse 5 and about that the Lord would be, his glory would be a defense and a protection. He reminded him of Exodus 13, verse 21 and 22, which says, by day the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way. And by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so that they could travel by day or night. Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people. And so what we found out was that God, not only was his glory a defense, but his glory would lead and guide them. So this missionary began to pray, and the Lord told him to pray the canopy of God's glory as a defense and protection. Decree and declare. We know that in Job 22:28 says, if you would decree a thing, it would be granted unto you or established unto you. So he began to decree and declare that the canopy of God's glory is a defense and protection over them against all mosquitoes, all of those mosquitoes. And he said the mosquitoes would look like they would just come right at him. And then they would get away. They would just come right at him and then would just go away, like he had an invisible defense around him. And so I thank God for that word, because during this past week, they came to put weather stripping on our door. When they put the weather stripping on our door, they left the door wide open while they were putting the weather stripping. And we live down here in Memphis, Tennessee. And really, you can't really leave your door open for any space of time, because I've seen frogs, you know, come in and you know, bugs or different things. Well, evidently, unknowns to us, there was probably pregnant mosquitoes came in. And the first place that they flew in probably was in the bathroom where the toilet is, because that's the only standing water we have in the house. And so they went in there, evidently into there, and we went in, and I'm literally telling you that there were mosquitoes that appeared maybe a day or so later all over the ceiling, all over everywhere. I've never seen in my days of living as many mosquitoes as I have seen. And we had to begin to pray and to begin to we did what we could do. You know, we got skin so soft, because they tell you skin so soft will keep the mosquitoes, you know, from biting you. We got alcohol bottles with spray to spray over us. We got one of the things they said that they can't stand, that the mosquitoes can't stand, is Vicks Vapor Rub. And we would put Vicks Vapor Rub over us. But then the Lord began to tell me, Helen, I want you to pray the canopy of my glory against these mosquitoes. Because even when we go, they would get in our hair or get on our clothes and get on us, and we would have to just be able to pray, God, keep them from getting on us. I even noticed that I could tell that they tried to chew on my legs, get my legs, but it would not go through on there, and I was thanking God for that. So we can see that as one of the weapons, we've been going over the weapons of our warfare. And we know that we've begun to be familiar with them. But one of the major weapons of our warfare, even today, now we know Isaiah 4 and verse 5 is in the Old Testament. But one of my favorite verses is in Colossians 1:27, which says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That word hope there is the expectation of his glory. We can not only ask God to show us his glory as Moses did. Moses said, I won't go any further, Lord, unless you show me your glory. And then now there has been a mystery that's been hid, the secret that's been hid from the ages, which is Christ is in us. We can expect his glory. So we can begin to pray the canopy of his glory. Now we have another weapon. I've been going over 9 of the weapons of our warfare. We have a 10th one now. Not only do we have the name of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ, these are the weapons, the word of God, which is the sword of the spirit, worship and praise is one of the weapons, prayer of agreement is one of the weapons, intercession in other tongues, the sowing of a special seed, prayer with fasting, our mouth is a special weapon, but we also have the canopy of God's glory as a defense and fence around us. God bless you. God bless you, Apostle. That's it. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. I can recall when I first began to realize that we can pray about even bugs or insects or anything that's around. And I don't recall what kind of bug this was, but I saw it and I began to pray. And I was like, you know, the blood of Jesus is against you. You can't be here. You got to get out of here in the name of Jesus. So I was saying that, and my friends, I'm talking about 30 years ago, And so some of my friends were saying, Barbara, just step on it. Just kill it. Just step on it. And why you got to say all that? And so the Lord was like, you got to say all that because one day you won't be able to step on it. You might not even be able to see it. So you're going to have to be able to speak to it and tell it that it has no right, no authority, no permission to be here, and that it's got to get out of here. So, you know, I didn't know all of that back then, but I know it now. And even yesterday, I was getting in the car, and there was a bee. When I opened up the door, the bee flew in the car. I looked at the bee. I said, get out of here in the name of Jesus. It turned right around and left.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I looked at other people swatting bees trying to get them out of their car. But, I mean, it was like, I know it hurt me. It was like it turned right around and left out of the car. That's hallelujah. So, I mean, with things going on these days, you know, and like you said, the canopy of his glory as a defense, all of this is necessary, absolutely, positively necessary in this day and time. Amen. Amen. Because we have seen people trying to get rid of bed bugs, people trying to get rid of roaches, rats, mice, you know, in different situations. And so, amen, we need to speak it out into the atmosphere and then, you know, invite the glory of God into the midst. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Price.
Glory to God.
Amen. I'm going to leave your line open, and so just mute in case, you know, I need you, okay? I think we're fine, just in case. Amen. Hallelujah. So apparently our number one key is not doing much today. And Sister Debbie, we were not able to get that song in such a short amount of time, but, you know, we can try it again. But I don't know if you recall a song that you had the last time. I can play that song. I have that queued up. Do you recall what it was?
Yes, it was called Lead Me Jesus by Greg O'Quinn.
Okay, let's go to that one. What were you going to say about it the last time?
I was thinking about, like, that song came to mind when I, you know, like when people are going through and you think about, you know, love and, you know, pray for people, even though sometimes you may not think they deserve it, but that's not what Jesus was about. And that's why I thought about that. I said, lead me, Jesus. And everywhere I go, I want to make sure I'm right, even if nobody else is, but just lead me, Jesus, everywhere I go.
Amen. Amen. All right. I have it queued up. I believe this is it. Praise God.
Okay.
So let's hear it.
Yo, mind if I take you back with this? Watch this.
Lead me, Jesus, lead me everywhere I go. Oh, lead me, Jesus. Everywhere I go, oh, lead me, Jesus, lead me, everywhere I go. I want you to take me by my hand and lead me. Guide me, Jesus, guide me. Everywhere I go, oh, oh, guide me, Jesus, guide me, everywhere I go, oh, guide me, Jesus, guide me.
want you to
keep me.
Oh,
keep me.
I need you to keep me. Break this thing down. Somebody say, guide me.
Guide me.
And when you don't know what to do, somebody say, teach me.
Teach me.
The old folks used to say, he's a keeper. Keep me.
Keep me.
Uh-huh, yeah. Come on, Walter, bring it back. I need you to
lead me.
When I don't know where I'm going, I need you to guide me. Lord, when I don't understand, I need you to
teach me.
Great God,
everybody, all the saints in the respectful places, and I just want to say thank the Lord, and I'm going to go back on mute.
Amen. Thank you. Hey, we needed to hear that this morning, Sister Debbie. We needed to hear that song. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Okay, apparently the number one key is not working. And who's here today? I'm just going to give you a shout out as I open up the lines. If you want to say something, say it. If not, just stay on mute. But we'd love to hear from everybody. We have Pastor Mark. We have Sister Deb, Sister Minister Carrie, Sister Monica, Minister Kiva, Minister Rachel and family, and Minister Mary. Before we go any further, I want to say this. We have a birthday boy from yesterday, and that is Malachi of Minister Rachel's family. She has a 13-year-old now. Malachi turned 13. So happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Malachi. Happy birthday to you. May the good Lord bless 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 you.
Thank you.
Amen. Happy birthday, Malachi. God bless you. Amen.
Happy birthday, God.
We love you.
Amen. Love you too with your deep voice. Praise God. Amen. All right. Everybody's line is open. If you wanted to say anything, you bring in your word this morning. You got a scripture from your devotional. Amen. Amen.
Hey, I just wanted to say hi, and I love you guys.
Hello, Sister Monica. It's so good to see you. Amen. And thank you for saying something. God bless you, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Is school going okay?
Yeah, it's going good. This semester, I'm really trying to make it my last semester because I'm going to have my hands full next year. So just got to knock down one barrier at a time.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, we need to speak. I'm going to speak to you soon. I'll call you.
Okay.
Or you can call me. I want to see how your business is going, too.
Oh, I actually have a pop-up shop that I'm going to be attending in a couple of weeks for my business.
Okay.
So, and I'm planning a fashion show for October 3rd.
Wow.
So I don't think, yeah.
You're planning the fashion show?
Yeah, I partnered with someone else to do the fashion show. She's a really sweet designer, and she's very nice. So me and her got together. And we're having a fashion show October 3rd.
Okay. Send me your advertisement on it.
Okay.
We'll put it on our Facebook page. We'll put it out for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Oh, and I don't know if my mom already told you guys, but I'm expecting my first child.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
No, I did not know that. Amen.
Oh.
So we got another baby coming. Praise God.
Yeah.
This is Monica.
Monica
has a baby. Your mama woke up. Good. Monica has a baby coming. Amen. Congratulations.
Yeah.
When is the baby due?
April 1st.
April 1st.
Okay.
Amen. Congratulations. Hallelujah. All right. We really got something to talk about now, don't we?
Yes,
amen.
Ma'am.
So we'll talk, honey.
Okay.
Amen. I need some maternity pictures. Amen.
All right.
Okay.
Love you guys.
Amen. Thank you. Love you. All right. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Well, I do have something today, and so I'm leaving your lines open. So I have something so you can kind of prepare yourself for, you know, after this, just, you know, get yourself ready. I remember how it was to play double dutch, and you kind of lean in and go back and forth and rock back and forth, and finally you jump in. So get ready to jump in, okay? But the word that I have today, the Lord has just been, he's laid this on my heart a while back, and, you know, he keeps telling me, don't stop believing. Don't stop believing. Hallelujah. And then he had me to kind of change the words to a song, and it goes, the change words are, don't stop believing, because Jesus is true and living. Don't stop believing God's word. Amen. And so, I, you know what? I didn't know how much I needed that, but he knew at a certain point in time in my life, which is right now, I needed that. Because I was like, I ain't going to stop believing, and I'm not stopping believing, but I need some encouragement to continue to believe. You know, after you've been waiting for a while for something and just keeping yourself encouraged to continue to believe what the word of God says on that particular situation. So I heard this song by CeCe Winans, and it says, Believe for It. Now, since people have not said that they want to say anything, this song is longer than 5 minutes, a little bit longer than that. But, you know, I heard it today. And it just, it blessed me. So I want to play it for you today so that you can continue and we can all continue to believe for it. Make sure that your phone is on mute because everybody's line is open. So we hear you washing dishes. We hear you going to the bathroom. We'll hear everything. So make sure that your phone is on mute. Amen. And get yourself ready if you want to say anything, because after this, if no one says anything, then we're going to begin to close for the day. Amen. And this is a song, Believe for It. Don't stop believing. That's the word for through me. And believe for it. Amen.
These chains will never break.
Hallelujah, Lord. You said it. I believe it. You said it. It's done. Hallelujah.
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 You said it. I believe it. You said
Hallelujah.
It's done.
Thank you, Lord.
So we're, amen, we're going to continue to believe for it, whatever the Lord has said. No matter how impossible it looks, we're going to continue to believe for it, and we're not going to stop believing. Amen. Amen. Did anyone want to say anything before we began to close out?
I do. It's Rachel. hi to everyone. And Malachi, say you really like that song, the birthday song. And also, I thank God for having you to play that, because yes, and when you sung what you sung, confirmation, we just have to keep believing. Even though we're going through many things are coming at us, we got to keep on believing. Like Donnie McKirkland's song, "Will You Stand on My Word?" Even when all, you know, it was when he said, when things seems impossible, I kept saying, "I trust you, Lord." And I stand, you know, stand on his word. Just keep on standing on his word, because the just shall live by faith and not by sight. We can't get thrown off what we see in the natural, what we hear in the natural. What we heard in God's word, we need to stand on and stand firm. But it's going to come to pass. We just got to stand firm. He said, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth." It may look like evil is exalted, but they're coming down, and they're coming down as fast as they sprung up. He's taking up that wheat. He's going to do away with that wheat. It's going to be cast away. But we are going, the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in abundance of peace. Hallelujah. And that's God's peace. That's his eternal peace. That's his blessed peace. Even while we're here on earth, we can, because we are the true disciples of the Lord who have received him as Savior and Lord, a blood-bought, blood-washed saints of God. We are spirit being housed in a human body. We are his temple. Let's stay encouraged and keep lifting each other up and building up one another our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost and just doing what his word says. And I love each and every one of you, and may he keep you strong and strengthened by his might. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Rachel. Praise God. Praise God. Anyone else? Do we have a song this week, Minister Kiva? Amen.
We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trust in his holy word. He never failed me yet. Whoa, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Kiva. I just kind of felt a song out of you in the spirit. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. And that's a good word right there. That's a word. Hallelujah. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. And you sounded so ready to sing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone else? All right. Well, we want to make sure that we say the prayer of salvation today. And you know how we are at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We are a training church. Amen. And so we do believe that everyone should be able to lead someone to Jesus Christ, and that that Jesus is going to send somebody to you. Hallelujah. You may be in the grocery store. You may be standing in line for something, and he'll send somebody to you to be saved, to be born again. And we want to make sure that everyone who does come on this line and listen now and in the future can receive Jesus as their Lord and as their Savior. So John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." Hallelujah. So this is a love thing. And he's doing this all out of love, because he wants us not to perish, but he wants us to have everlasting life. And then Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. So we're going to confess with our mouth, which is saying a prayer, as we believe in our hearts. Hallelujah. And if you pray this prayer for the first time, you are saved. You are born again. If you're praying this prayer again, you're just learning and growing, and so that this prayer can be in your spirit, so that when someone comes to you and says, "What must I do to be saved?" you can say, "Okay, let's pray." Amen. So repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. And now I know that I am saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. I was kind of laughing because out of my mouth, it was like, "Be my love." Hallelujah. Amen. And that's who he is. He is our love as well. So praise God. Right. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, we commit and commend you to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is now your Lord and your Savior. We thank God right now for sealing you with his Holy Spirit to preserve you blameless. Hallelujah. All the days of your life in the name of Jesus, and then to fill you with his Holy Spirit and power, power to live right, power to walk right, power to even be able to read and understand the word of God, and power to have a desire for more of him in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for you. Hallelujah. You just got saved. This is the beginning of a wonderful, wonderful life on earth, even as it is in heaven, in the name of Jesus. And we praise God for you. We invite you to become a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We meet here every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Hallelujah. And you call the same number, 516-418-5699. And you can just, wherever you are, you can be a part of the body of Christ by joining a Bible-believing church who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will learn more about who Jesus is and who you are in him. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And now as we get ready to close, let's let you know what's going on in our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, because you talk about learning more about the Word of God. You can do it right here. And growing in the Lord Jesus Christ, you can do it right here. God has placed so many different has so many different places where you can learn and grow, and this is one of them. And we praise God for being one of the places. So now tomorrow is Monday, and we have we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, and Monday is our Bible teaching day. We have Dr. Lorraine Navarro, who's been gifted as a wonderful Bible teacher who can, God has gifted her to dig into the Word of God. She teaches us how to dig into the Word of God and to learn more about His Word so that we can walk in His Word. And so Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, is every Monday, 12 noon Central and 1 p.m. Eastern. So while you're eating your lunch, turn on Lunch with Lorraine on Mondays and get blessed. You'll have two meals at one time. On Tuesdays, we have, on every Tuesday, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And what we do is we have four people to volunteer to pray in tongues. And thank you all for volunteering. We need even more volunteers. Come on and just, you know, get you a date. Look at the calendar. One Tuesday, it may be the first Tuesday in November. I have a calendar. We'll put you on that calendar. And so whenever you can pray in tongues for 15 minutes at a time, we will put you on the schedule. And then what we do is we pray in tongues for about an hour, and then we have interpretation of tongues. And we found out that this interpretation of tongues is a word from the Lord. Oh, my goodness, He's just been talking to us. Things that are going on in the world, hallelujah, He's been talking to us about it. And so we know that we're interceding all over the world, and we're interceding for one another by His Spirit. This Wednesday is a special Wednesday, because this Wednesday is September the 8th. It's the second Wednesday of the month. And every second Wednesday, we have prophetic healing with the healing community, Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. Hallelujah. And it is so awesome. People are getting healed. People have been going through stuff and come on a broadcast. And because we've gathered together in His name to intercede for people for their healing, that healing, His healing is manifested in people. Hallelujah. We have so many testimonies of people who have been healed. Glory to God. And so it's this Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Please set your cell phone alarm. You know, put us on your calendar. Talk to people about us. Hallelujah. And so they can come on and be healed. So let your friends, let your family know about it. And if you're in need of healing, please call in. We would love to pray for you. Now, this Thursday and every Thursday in the month of September, we are having boot camp. And it's training, a basic training in spiritual warfare. And you heard just a tiny bit of it today with Pastor Price. She is our instructor. She is our, the Lord is using her to impart to us, to activate us in the spiritual warfare in this boot camp. Glory to God. And so she's going to be with us every Thursday. She started with an introduction last Thursday. You can Google us, get them radio, and just put boot camp in, and you'll be able to hear what was said on last Thursday. Amen. And so, you know, she's talking about nine weapons, and it's more than that, nine. And even this morning, she said, oh, yeah, 10. Amen. It's a defense. The glory of God is a defense. So and a canopy of His glory. Hallelujah. So we're learning so much about spiritual warfare, and it is absolutely positively needed right here and right now. Amen. And so that's every Thursday this month, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And at the end of it, you will get a certificate. And the certificate is so beautiful. She showed me, you know, I guess really the first draft of it. And it is so good. This certificate is not just something that you want to hang on your wall, but it's a reference point to go back to and to refresh you so that you can remember what happened during the boot camp. So it's still time to be able to commit to listen to these boot camp basic training in spiritual warfare. It is still time for you to jump into it. Hallelujah. And even if you can't make it on Thursday nights with us, you can listen to it. You know, you can go back and listen to it. And we, you know, just kind of ask that you finish by the end of this month along with us. Praise God. So if you would like to be one that will get a certificate on this, and we're leaving it up to you to, you know, whether you're going to listen with us on Thursday or go back on your time, because you can listen to our podcast 24 hours a day. Amen. But I'm telling you, this is a word for such a time as this. Whatever's going on in your life, we all need some spiritual warfare and refreshing and training on it. Amen. So you can, you know, you can text me and let me know that you want to be in on this, and you made a commitment to the boot camp, and we'll make sure that you're on Pastor Price's list to get one of these really great certificates that the Lord has even showed her how to design in such a great way. Amen. And we praise God for you, Pastor Price. It's us back to next Sunday. Next Sunday is the second Sunday, and that is Pastor, our very own Pastor Mom, will be speaking on this Sunday coming up. And, you know, the way that she speaks is that let the word speak for itself. Amen. So we're looking forward to next Sunday to hearing from our very own Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Now, Pastor Price, your line is still open. We do have a few more moments. We know that you have that Memphis Covenant Faith is also doing the boot camp. And so if people want to listen on Wednesday and learn some on Wednesday as well, you can do that. So Pastor Price, let them know about that as well.
Glory to God. Thank you, Apostle Kizzy. Thank you so much again. Thank you. I'm so honored to be doing the boot camp basic training in spiritual warfare on Thursdays. And we have, excuse me, we have on Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. Central, we have a date night with Jesus. Like when you spend special time with your mate and your love or friends, even we have a, you know, with our friends, we have a date night with Jesus where we spend special time with Jesus, the one we love. We have a Zoom program. And the Zoom one is found that you can get it from my Facebook page. And we're learning how to be able to send out invites through text and other means. But on that date night, the Lord, one of the first things he began to tell us to do was to begin to train about basic training in spiritual warfare. We liken it unto people who have gone into the service. And they have to come in to learn the values, the creed of the the portion of the armed forces that they're going into. And they also have to learn their weapons. They even have to learn that before they go into basic training. But we learn in the Word of God that we are soldiers. We even have the scriptures for that, that we're called to be soldiers. And as soldiers, we need to be trained. We also found out we're in a war whether we want to be in one or not. But the greater one lives in us. So we have some hope. So we have that every Wednesday, and now because we've given the introduction, we can take small increments with it to be able to, for us to be built up. Because the things that we face nowadays, as we're facing with different things that come up, as you said, Apostle, I thank God for you, and thank God that we need to be able to be trained in the things of the Spirit, the weapons of our warfare, the clothing, the armor of God. We need to know who our commander-in-chief is and how to be able to go and walk in the things of God in this army that we're in the Lord. So God bless you, Apostle. I thank God for all that God has done through you this morning. Pastor Mom, I love you and thank God for you. And God bless you all today. Thank you, Pastor, I mean, Apostle, for this time. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you, Pastor Price. Did you? I heard you say a few things. I was kind of tending to Mom a little bit. But did you tell them how to get to you on Wednesday
Yes,
night?
I told them. Yeah, I told them on Wednesday. The Zoom link is on my Facebook page. And I am slowly but surely learning how to do it on text, like you do, Apostle. I'm learning how to send it out by text and to send some people's numbers, but I do have their telephone number to do it. So we're still, I'm praying to the Lord to show me how to be able to get the message out. And then also on as soon as I can be able to continue to let the Lord lead me, we're going to be putting these up on my YouTube page too, the Pastor Helen McCoy Price YouTube channel. And we have other messages there, but we're going to begin to put up that basic training in spiritual warfare. So God bless you, Apostle. And thank y'all. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. And, you know, I learned about spiritual war about 30 years ago, and this has been such a refreshing, such a refresher of, you know, what I learned back then, what I've been using over the years, and I feel like it's a fine tuning, it's a honing, it's a sharpening, you know, that is so needed right now at all times. So, Pastor Mom,
yes.
We're going to have you close us out in prayer. Amen.
Oh, amen. May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we are absent.
While we're absent.
One from another.
One from another.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Very good, Pastor Mahal. Hallelujah. And I want to say to everybody, happy Labor Day. Hope you have a wonderful weekend and just enjoy, have some good barbecue or time with your family, and we'll see you again soon. Hallelujah. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Have a blessed rest of the day.